The report looked at coal-fired plants in Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. It says 90% of mercury could be stripped from power plant emissions using available technology at a minimal cost. Zoe Lippman is with the National Wildlife Federation. She says the benefits to public health would be quickly realized.
When you cut mercury emissions, you see reductions in mercury in water and fish in a matter of years, not decades.
The National Wildlife Federation report looked at the cost of outfitting power plants with a technology that uses carbon powder to capture mercury and catch it in a fabric filter. Utility companies say there's no proven technology that strips mercury completely. They say the technologies they've reviewed are more costly than what's laid out in the report. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.